Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I held a cup standing.
It's the late, great Stevie Ray bringing us back. LSRV. 7 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for being with me. Thanks for staying with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And we're having a great visit with our good friend David Dossie, intellectual property attorney. He's my intellectual property attorney. Gallagher & Dossie is the company. Invention-protection.com is the website. David, before I started my media company, I was a consultant to small business. I already knew how to run a business. I knew a lot. I mean, I was helping other people run their businesses. But I had a lot to learn about intellectual property. And converting to the media business, I had to do that. You know, I mean, I produce 2,700 podcasts a year from our live radio show. Each one of those is a piece of content, right? Intellectual property content. And all the other things that we do here, the names that we create and the brands that we create, things like that. I had to ramp up and learn a lot about that. And I have. I've learned a lot about why it's important as a small business, and not just because I'm in the media business, but any small business, to understand that you're creating intellectual property, and you can't just let it lie around outside unprotected.
Sure, sure. And that's the last IP-related big mistake that can sink a small business, is ignoring intellectual property and thinking that, oh, well, I'm a small business. I really don't have any intellectual property, when in reality, it's just like you said, everyone has it. And it's a matter of recognizing it, identifying it, and saying, okay, what am I doing this to protect this from my external risks as well as my internal risks being my employees? And then also, what are my competitors doing? And is their intellectual property posing a risk to me?
No, that's exactly right. And you've got to keep up with it to make sure that what you have doesn't wander off somewhere. And you need to be vociferous about this. You need to be aggressive. I've had people start radio shows called a Small Business Advocate Show. And I had to call them up and say, Hey dude, it's been done. It's already taken. I own the trademark. You can't have that. You can't do it. And they said they were sorry and that they didn't realize it, but I have a hard time believing that. But anyway, you gotta not only protect it legally, you gotta protect it physically by following up and paying attention, don't you?
Well, and that gives you the perspective to know that when you're working on a book, that you've put thousands and thousands of hours into it. The last thing you want to do is make a stupid mistake and give it a name that is someone else's registered trademark.
Right.
You know, you know that you're going to go look and do a little bit of due diligence and make sure, number one, that the name I choose for a new product or a new book or
That's
a new
it.
Radio show is yeah. not going to step on someone else's IP.
I'm going to start a new service.
That I can protect it.
I'm going to start a new service for my heating and air conditioning company, and I'm going to call it this without checking to make sure that nobody else has used it or that it doesn't belong to somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people, unfortunately, a lot of small businesses, Dave, don't even know that that's an issue. You know what I mean? They don't even, that's a part of the world, a part of the business world that they're not even familiar with. And so it's all about being educated about it, isn't it?
No, absolutely. And a lot of small businesses will invest so much time and effort in coming up with a catchy new name for that service or, you know, putting together the media kit that they're going to launch that service or TV commercials related to that service, only to then find out that there's an issue with the name, and a little bit of research up front, even just doing it yourself, you know. Default, Google's an amazing tool. Use it and have a relationship with an attorney that you can do these things ahead of time.
Well, and I'll tell you, folks, in the long run, it's insurance. Protecting your IP, having a relationship with somebody like David, finding an intellectual property attorney in your area, wherever you want to go, having that protection it's like insurance. You know, you aren't allowed, if you have a mortgage, you aren't allowed to not have insurance on your building. And if you, whether you have a mortgage or not, you should have insurance. And the IP protection that you take and the plans that you make, it's like that too. Hey, David, thanks for being here. Good job as always.
Jim, thanks for having me.
Come back again real soon.
Will do.
Invention-protection.com is the website, folks. And that's not your grandfather's intellectual property attorney website. So check it out. He's a partner with Gallagher and Dossie, and they're out of the great state of Ohio. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.